This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hour 3 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. We have an interview with Kelvin Joseph here coming to you in just a second. General at your service, at ease. There's Jeff Cavanaugh, Brian Broaddus, and, of course, Lucius Alexander back home there. Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. All right, here he is, the Cowboys rookie. Let's do it. Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys is the new number 24, Kelvin Joseph, rookie cornerback. A good afternoon, Kelvin. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan.
Thank y'all for having me. Nice to meet y'all.
Hey, nice to meet you as well. What are your first impressions of an NFL training camp here in Oxnard?
Just being out here on the field. Like, I'm impressed just by being here, being able to make it, and having this opportunity to take advantage of it.
Now, Kelvin, the nickname is Boss Man Fat, and I wanted to ask, where did that come from? As a kid, were you a huskier guy, or is it something else?
I was kind of chubby when I was a baby, and my family, they gave me the nickname Fat. Like, when I went to middle school, I added the Boss Man to it. I used to call myself Boss Man, and then, like, over the high school, then it turned to Boss Man Fat. So it just stuck with me from then.
I saw you yesterday playing left corner. Is that a plan, or is that just, hey, Jeff, that was day one. Chill out. Don't try to pin people down to a position yet.
I mean, left corner, that's where I'm at right now. But I could play right corner too, but I'm just perfecting my craft on the outside position right now.
Yeah, Kelvin, you know, when you talking about your the first training camp and stuff like that, and is it excitement, or is it kind of like, okay, man, I got to focus in, I got to lock down, I don't have time for all the distractions and stuff like that? You come in with that kind of attitude of getting ready and trying to be a starter on this team this year?
Yeah, that's the whole focus, to come in and be a starter and take a job and never give it back. But And the whole process, you got to have fun with playing football, just flying around on the field with your teammates, enjoying the moment, and in the process, just learning the plays and learning each other, more things about each other. But on the other side, you still have to cut all the distractions out and focus in. So at the same time, I'm having fun, and at the same time, I'm cutting all the distractions off.
Now, when the goal is to take a starting job and never give it back, do you have to just know that in your head? Or do you say it out loud? Because I feel like the veterans would get mad at you.
I mean, everybody know the situation, know the process. So we all out here just to make each other better and make plays together. But, I mean, that's the standard. So if I would hope everybody got that same standard.
What's the standard for you, or what's the first goal for you while you're out here? Is it proving you can hang with these veteran wide receivers that have proven themselves in the NFL already, or something else as far as immediate goals?
I mean, I have to prove myself all over again to everybody, just like, because they never seen me play in the NFL before. I never played in the NFL game before. So right now it's just showing everybody I can, like, practice against them and hold my own weight out there on the island. And that's pretty much second nature to me, something I've been doing all my life. So it's pretty much easy. It's just mastering my technique, and I'm competing against bigger receivers. But it's not pretty much a hard challenge. It's just me focusing in on what I do to make it look easy.
It's Kelvin Joseph here with us. Now, you made it look easy a lot over your career. Were you always a defensive player, always a corner?
Yes, sir. I played safety like my freshman year and sophomore year. Then I moved over to corner. Ever since then, I just stuck with corner. But, I mean, I'm an all-around player. But right now, the whole focus is playing that corner spot and getting on the field.
Now, Kelvin, Brian brought us here. Is a he's a former NFL scout, and I've been working with him watching the draft guys for seven years now.
7 years, yeah.
So we've seen the college tape. We know that you have a ton of talent, but at the same time, 9 games at Kentucky, LSU, 6 games. It's not a ton of experience. Do you notice a big difference already in your first training camp, or is football just sort of football?
I mean, football gonna always be football, but just – it's a big difference between college and NFL. A lot of better players, better receivers, better coaches. So it's just all about you being you and listening to your coach and mastering your technique. So, like, my games that I played in college, that's out the way right now. I know what I did in college, and I know I could do better now. So it's all about just proving I can be better than what I used to be.
All right, this is going to make this a terrible question then, because I am going to ask about college. Who would you say is the best receiver you played against in college? And I think I know the answer because we watched the tape against him and you played him really well.
Yeah, I could say Devontae Smith. He was the best receiver.
Way
in college
the heck of a game you had, man.
Yeah.
Best advice you've gotten since being drafted?
Don't put nothing bad on tape, and show that you're going 110 every play. Just being in the right position and knowing what you're doing.
Kelvin, now, okay, part of, you know, Jeff was talking about me being a former NFL scout, so I'm really familiar with training camps and stuff, and usually rookies had to perform. Rookies usually have to stand up and sing and perform for everybody else. I'm going to give odds that you will be the best performer in this training camp. Am I going to be right about this? Are you going to, like, blow everybody away? Because there are rookies that stand up there that are awful. And I guarantee you are going to be probably the best rookie performer they ever have.
Yeah, I'm going to just have fun with it and do what I do.
Right on. It's Kelvin Joseph here with you on 105 Through the Fan. I thought we were going to get more on your matchup with Devontae Smith. Is that when you knew you could – go on and be highly attractive on the NFL level, or was it earlier than that?
I mean, I knew my abilities, and I knew I can face against any wide receiver and ball out and lock them down. So it's just having that mindset, having that confidence when you're stepping on the field before you do it. Just don't get down on yourself. I just try not to think bad. Like, why would I think bad if I never did nothing before? So once I'm checking this receiver, I'm looking at him like another regular person. I mean, another receiver, I'm not just going to get too big in my head because his name big or whatever. So it's just all about doing what I do and balling out with my team. Can't too much get into, like, a personal battle or just, like, a personal effect, because I look at every player that I face, I don't think that they're bad players. I look at every player like they the best person that I'm about to face, so. Got to be on my P's and Q's every time.
I got you, Kelvin. Hey, let me ask you this, though. The first exposure you had with Dan Quinn and Mike McCarthy at your pro day at Kentucky, did they come? I know they went to Lexington. Did you work out with them there in Lexington, or did you work out somewhere else?
They came visit me in Lexington.
Right.
But I think it was the Arizona Cardinals working me out, though, but they was watching.
They were watching it. So that's the first exposure you had with Dan Quinn and stuff like that. How did that meeting go for you when you got the opportunity to sit to talk with Coach McCarthy and then also with Coach Quinn?
Just having them all them come down to my pro day.
Sure.
That was just like a blessing.
Yeah.
For real, every coach that came, it was a blessing. But for them to be there and to make that commitment to getting me and to having me on this team, it was just a life-changing experience. And just having that conversation with them, it changed me and my family life. Mm. So I'm very thankful and I'm very blessed. And I thank the man above for all this.
Now, Kelvin, we would love to give you a chance to talk a little bit more about your college experience. I saw on Twitter, I believe you were talking about it, and you said, I never was dismissed. Stop putting that on TV. I just made some better decisions.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people, they always – I seen, like, one time on ESPN or something talking about I was dismissed from LSU and stuff like that. And that wasn't true. I never was dismissed, never was kicked off no team. It was just better opportunity for me and my family. So I just chose to go elsewhere so I can showcase my ability and do the best that I could do.
You feel like everything working out?
Yes, sir. I feel like it's the best decision I made in my whole life.
What do you think about this new rule in college with the name, image, and likeness and players being able to profit off of that?
Oh, a little late, huh?
Yeah. This, I'm interested to hear this answer.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy now. Like, for real. Players getting over, like, $1 million right now. I wish I had that opportunity when I was in college, but now it's over with, and now I'm making more money. So I'm not pretty much mad. I'm happy for everybody because I got a lot of bros and a lot of little cousins that's balling out in college right now. So I'm gonna promote them so they can have money in their pocket so they wouldn't be calling me. So I'm just make sure that I put them in the right direction.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, Kelvin, let me ask you a question though about, you know, you were teammates with Quentin Bohannon and at Kentucky. Did you work with him on his footwork and stuff like that? Because that man's got some, for a big old guy, he's got some defensive back feet now for that guy, right?
Yeah, Q was nice when I got to Kentucky. Like, he was already yeah. that guy. He was a leader on the defense. And me and him just connected. I seen his work ethic. Like, it's kind of crazy because if you get a toss on the outside, I'm getting off the block, I can see him running down fast.
Yeah.
Like, he probably beat up before me. That's crazy. So I got a lot of respect for Q, and he's a hard worker. I know he's going to help me make a lot of plays, and I know he's going to make a lot of plays for this defense, take us to another level.
Would you hate playing that position? Like, Quentin's never going to get any credit. His job is just to occupy people while other people make plays. Isn't that awful?
Nah, I feel like he get credit because he opening up for a lot of linebackers, so it's going to go on notice if it's not noticed yet. So
yeah, he made Jamin Davis some money right there, didn't he?
For sure.
Taking up them blocks.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Kelvin, are you still going to have time to do music during the football season? How are your plans to come together with those two passions?
Yeah, my music, like, I got a project already finished, like, so there's not nothing I'm working on right now. Soon or later, I'll probably drop some, but right now I'm just focusing on football and focusing on coming in and getting a spot on this team so I can perform the best I can do and take us to the Super Bowl.
Kelvin, I have a rapid fire for you, and the first one is, what's your favorite video game? A Cowboy fan wanted to know your favorite Nintendo game, and I said Nintendo's 39 years old and Kelvin's 21, so he's never played Nintendo. What's your favorite video game?
Like, I could say when I used to have a Nintendo back in the day, I used to like the Mario Karts.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
What sport could you get to the Olympics in?
What you saying, like, if I play?
Like, yeah, like, when you watch the Olympics, is there any of them that you're like, I think I could do that? Because for me, it's curling, when they push the little thing on the ice and they run around with a broom. Like, I could do that.
I could say I can be a track star, maybe. probably on the basketball court, give me a little shot in.
Who will lead the Cowboys in interceptions this year?
Oh, it's going to – if it's – I'm going to put me first, but I'm going to say the whole DB is us.
Five best rappers of all time.
Ooh, that's hard. I'm going to say YoungBoy, Lil Baby. I like J. Cole. Let me see my last two. I got to put me up in there, huh?
Sure. Uh-huh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm going to put me as my number one. So
there you go.
Gonna fix this whole. And then the last one, I like No Cap because he kind of lyrical and he don't talk too much like violence.
Super Bowl championship or a Boss Man Fat Platinum album?
Super Bowl, for sure. I need a Super Bowl ring on my finger.
Do you have a touchdown dance ready?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it out for y'all when I get my pick six. Y'all go see it.
Well, let's leave it there. We look forward to checking that out and continuing to watch you succeed here at Cowboys training camp. Yeah. Kelvin, thank you for your time.
Make sure y'all tune into that Cowboys theme song that I just dropped like a while back. So
okay.
Is it on your YouTube?
Yeah.
We'll look it up right now. Thanks, Kelvin.
It's called Millions, Cowboys theme song. Check me out.
All right, let's rock. Have a good one, buddy. Thank you.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, sir. All right, great to get to know Kelvin Joseph a little bit, the Cowboys rookie, number 24 here on 105.3 The Fan. Our coverage brought to you by Goody Goody Liquor and Mortgage Financial Services. Okay, it's time now for some Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus. And, sir, what's the subject matter today?
Well, guys, we're going to do a little sports mix since it's Friday. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. There's a ton going on. It looks like the Cowboys are going to sign Malik Hooker, so we'll get more analysis of that as the show goes on, the safety. That's going to happen, right? Unless the medical has failed.
Yeah, it sounds like it, though, but need to check and see if he's been vaccinated, because if he's not been vaccinated, then he's going to have to pass 5 straight tests before they let him on the field.
Okay, wow.
So yeah, keep an eye on
it. And then they'll have to break out the calculator and be like, well, hold on now. We're going to have a 53-man roster. If he makes it, we thought we were going to be at 86, yeah, but if he's going to put us at 84.
They got the one spot. Remember? They
do. Oh, I know they have a roster spot for the 90.
For the 90. But, yeah they got to figure that out. But
is this exciting to you guys before we get to Krusty's Corner? 20 seconds?
Yeah, I was going to ask that as one of my questions,
right,
because I was hoping that we can get into that a little
bit.
Okay. But, with Krusty's Corner. And, by the way, real quick, too, Jeff, the lady at the breakfast at the hotel, she called me out. If you have been following along on JC1053, Jeff tweeted out a picture of me eating yogurt in my cereal.
Yeah, yogurt was your milk.
Yeah, yogurt was my milk. And so the lady, when she asked me again, she remembered. She goes, oh, you're that guy.
Oh, she'd noticed it went viral.
She said cereal, and she was like, would you like some milk?
She asked me
like,
if I
no. She goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're that guy.
You're creeper, man.
Yeah, and so
you're the weirdo.
I thank you very much, ma'am. And then she asked me, though, when on the way out, why I did it, and I explained. So
at least he put on clothes to go down.
Yeah.
I was butt naked again while I was doing my interview with KNC.
Yeah, and by the way, things I wear clothes for on 1053.com is Jeff and I will do breakdowns and stuff. So kind of check out all our videos if you could.
I wonder
what's going on in practice and stuff. Jeff and I are watching this thing, and it says Gavin.
It's tough, though, because we do have to find a time when Brian can put on clothes.
I put on clothes for it in a hat sometimes, and I wore a hat yesterday for that. So
sometimes just a hat. Sometimes I've heard.
Hey, General, you're on to me that. Maybe a cowboy hat. You never know. Maybe a bandana next time.
Real quick, segments brought to you by the Frankels. Hurt in an accident, not your fault. Call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And here's Broadus with his corner.
Yeah, thank you, Frankels. Appreciate that, too. Okay, hey, McCarthy said Parsons working too much. What about that? What are we thinking? I know we kind of got into it a little bit, but that's one of the first things I wrote down for my thing. I'm like, Parsons working too much?
Parsons, what, like 21 years old?
Yeah.
I have zero fear that Micah Parsons is going to like exert too much energy and just tump over. I think physically he'll be fine, and I wonder what he meant by it, because he did say, like, his usage rate or whatever, the amount that he was doing, he referred to it as
excessive.
A word that would mean excessive, like off the charts, I believe he said.
Exorbitant.
So, like, Micah Parsons did a lot. I physically, I don't think that matters at all. That dude could probably be – he probably could still be practicing now from yesterday, and he'd be fine. Like, is that a – mental thing? Like, we're asking him to take in a lot, because there is nobody else on the team that's being asked to play edge rusher, off-ball linebacker. Yeah. Will, Sam, Mike, go cover the tight end. Like, it is a lot to take in.
It is a lot to take in, but, man, I did not see any bust. I didn't see anything where it was he was, like looking at the coach, or, like, someone in the defensive line was saying, hey, no, you got to rush this way, or, hey, it's linebacker George Edwards, you got to do this, or I didn't see anything like that. So I bet
they have the fancy trackers, and they went back and looked at the computers, and they were like, holy cow, this guy ran a lot more and did more work. But that's
his
what
heart rate was. His heart rate was 224. This is insane.
Yeah.
But he held it there. I think
but he held it there for 2 hours.
I think you have to empower, those kind of guys. I talk about it in pitching,
right.
We no longer have the studs that go for all the extras, because we're limiting the absolute top-end athletes to what the median professional athlete is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And you're robbing yourself of opportunity and work from your best players who are capable of doing more.
I'll tell you what, man, he's a young kid, man. Just load the wagon up and let's see if he can pull it. I think he can. Okay, guys, this was something I was just curious about today. like McCarthy on the podium better than Garrett?
Yeah, lots. You know, he tries to be honest, and he tries to give you something, and he's willing to be entertaining. You know, maybe he doesn't take the job as serious as Garrett, and in some ways sure. that bothers me. But on the podium, it manifests as a more entertaining product. And I think it's, you know.
I kind of like he got in Rich's face yesterday about that. You know, Rich was kind of like, Rich was kind of like, oh, you don't have to talk about what, you know, you're going to need to save me another time, not now. You know, I mean, he kind of got a little edgy with Rich there. I kind of like
Rich
that.
Rich Dalrymple, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But, Jeff, what do you think about it?
As long as you make me giggle at least once per press conference, I like you. And Garrett never made me giggle or smile. Mike McCarthy makes me laugh. So, yes, infinitely better. Infinitely better.
Yeah, as much as I talk about him as the gym teacher, I think you get more information from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the podium, you know, with the injuries and stuff, and maybe a little bit more honest about what you're trying to do with the players or what you're trying to do with scheme. You know, when you just got to ask him. I think you ask him the right question, I think he'll give you a really good answer there. So
I think that part of the job is crucial.
Yeah.
Travis Frederick had it. Dak has it. Right. Where you can be professional. You're not giving away trade secrets, but you're giving something and you're entertaining. And Garrett treated that with full-on contempt. He was too much of a nerd to pull it off, Brian.
Yeah, I think so too. Guys, tank ready when the lights come on. How confident are we in that? Tank ready.
I'm confident just because I've watched him be out on the field with the other defensive ends and, like, at least being part of them working.
Sure.
He wasn't running or anything, but until I'm told otherwise, I'll take him at their word that he'll be ready when it matters. I'm confident that Tank will be ready, but I do think he's going to be ready without basically having practice.
Yeah, that's what I worry about a little bit myself.
Get ready for 20 snaps in the first game.
I'm terrified. I really am, because I don't know if the defense can be very good without him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was not for the long-term deal once they drug it out that long. I think we've already been on borrowed time. Tank had two major back surgeries before he broke out. And now you add a third to it? No, this is getting worse. You know, this is the exact situation that I was looking at. Now, I think you've gotten enough good years out of this contract. It ended up being okay. But on the back half, as you get around 30 years old, this is what guys with back problems, you know, go through.
Yeah, what I worry about with Tank is that opening game is in Tampa. You know, heat, humidity, how much can you play? Are you conditioned? He physically looks like he's lost a ton of weight. You know, just to try and get a little bit quicker on the edge and stuff like that. I'm hoping it's the weight loss was trying to get quicker. I'm saying that. I hope it wasn't because he's not been able to work out like he needs to work out. So, but man, that opening day in Tampa, you know, at night, the humidity and all that, that could be a
Do we know when the surgery happened?
Need to find that out. I need to dive into that a little bit more. Okay, I wrote this down. I wrote this down before we got all the Malik Hooker news coming down the pike. And I said, I'm really worried about this safety group. And is that right? Am I right, Jeff, Gavin, to worry about this safety group? And obviously, they're trying to answer my question here by bringing in a guy the second day of camp.
Yeah, they just told you, we've had one practice and it's time to go sign a safety. And like, I didn't see anything yesterday that would be alarming in terms of, oh, these guys are awful, blown assignments or anything. I just think the talent level at safety leaves a whole lot to be desired. DeMonte KZ is, I guess, he's a starting caliber safety.
Yeah.
Donovan Wilson is, I believe, a starting caliber box safety.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you go to Darian Thompson. Like, he's a career special teamer. That guy, he's not going to compete to start for you. Jayron Kearse, that's a career special teamer.
Yeah.
If you've got an opportunity to sign a guy that – and in Malik Hooker's case, I think it's more than capable of starting.
Right.
I still believe in his picked in the first round status and talent. He's been banged up. But if you can get him to come in here and you'd look at him physically and you're like, oh, he could practice right now. He's ready to go play football.
Right.
He could go compete to start. He's not a guy that you'd be bringing in to see if he could make the team. He would be coming in to see if he could go lead us in interceptions. So, yeah, their safety room is not good, and Malik Hooker, if he's healthy, can help.
That was the one position yesterday when I was watching practice that I was like, man, I mean, and that's what led me to write this question down today, is because I was watching that group practice, and I just wasn't getting a good vibe. I just wasn't getting that vibe like, okay, man, there's some playmakers in this group. Now, I did like a former safety you know, going out and making a play. But, you know, his playing linebacker now is Keanu Neal. You know, Keanu Neal punching the ball loose, and I'm thinking, but Keanu Neal ain't going back to safety. He ain't going.
No, he got too many muscles now.
Yeah, he's a linebacker. That's what they're going to play him. So, anyway,
it's been a disaster. I mean, they've been building the position around guys like Malik Hooker,
sure.
somebody with a name that no other team wants. Undrafted guys. I mean, you're getting what you paid for here with this position, and hopefully we're reaching the end of the line and they start taking it more serious.
Okay, we did the Jay Kidd story. Let me ask you guys this. Could you handle Jay Kidd playing mind games with you, or would he break you down as well?
He'd probably break me down. Yeah, I'd probably quit. Find a new career. Just find somebody to complain to about how mean he was to me. Yeah, I probably couldn't handle it. Wait, at what age?
You're like, say you're like your KP's age or something, or you're like,
I could have handled it and it would have been good for me. Yeah, I could handle it. I could handle tough coaching and mind games at that point, but as an adult, I'd be like, that dude's being mean to me, and that's not cool. I'm going home.
How good am I?
Yeah.
Because if I'm really good, I could totally handle it. Yeah. I'd go to the owner and be like, get this jerk out of here or trade me, you know? Yeah. But no, I wouldn't be able to handle that. I wouldn't be able to handle that disrespect. If I was a borderline roster guy or not a good start, I'd be like, man, I need more support. I'm trying my ass off. I know what my shortcomings are. I focus when you're coaching me. I'm busting my ass 100% out here, yeah. You know, to try to accomplish your goals. And if you're going to try to mind bleep me and not communicate clearly, then that's just creating more of a distraction in my mind.
So you guys kind of see yourselves as guys of maybe a newer era of player and not the old era of the 80s or the 90s,
yeah.
When they used to like those guys.
I'm more millennial than Gen X when I review my own mindset.
Yeah.
I'm a little softer, I think, than some of
what
you know,
does that
those,
mean, bro?
Those
what
folks
what
from
is that
previous
stuff?
Generations.
What are you talking
little,
about?
I'm a little bit more sensitive. You know what I'm talking about, Lucius.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Softer than Gen X? Gen X is tough?
Yeah, a little bit, but we were already softening compared to the baby boomers and the greatest generation and all
sure.
that. Yeah.
I mean, I just look at it as all the evidence you need is that I prefer to be the little spoon. Right?
Yeah.
When you're going to sleep, I like to be held. So, like, I'm not here for somebody to be tough on me. I'm like, chill out, dude. Just hug me. Jason Kidd, he'd be doing mind games. I'd be like, all right, bro, you broke me down. Now, can you build me up? Can you hold me, sir? Thank you.
Sound like you guys aren't happy about this hire than we have with the Mavs.
Oh, Luka can handle it. He's young and tough. He hadn't had time to realize, like, what's going on in the world and that's just – somebody being disrespectful or mean. It'll be great coaching at his age.
And one final thing, and Jeff, I'll let you answer this question though too. Carlos Watkins starting at that one technique right off the bat, was that a surprise for you yesterday?
A little bit. I didn't know who it would be. I didn't think it would be Quentin Bohanna. I will say that I didn't think a sixth round pick was going to step in and be your starting nose tackle. I was kind of thinking Brent Urban.
Sure.
I kind of viewed Carlos Watkins as, oh, there's a jobber they signed in the offseason that won't make the team, or he'll be the ninth defensive lineman. So yeah, I was a little surprised.
Yeah,
I was shocked myself. Yeah. I thought it was going to be Neville Gallimore, considering how much he ate in the offseason. Holy cow.
He was at the three.
I tell you what, though. He had one buffet away.
Is our three technique way more than our one technique right now?
Your three technique is 310, and your one technique is
I'm looking.
About
what,
the same.
What number was Watkins? 305. Yeah, our three is heavier than our one.
I love it.
Yeah, he had a couple of good reps there. Couple of good reps.
Well, if you like Krusty's Corner and the sports mix, Brian usually does it Fridays at 2:40. Today, Dak was on the podium. You can go back with the Odyssey app and listen to that whole deal if you would like to. Now, where are we? We're coming up on 4:40. We'll get you the rest of the day in the NFL as we go around the NFL coming up next in the G-Bag Nation. All right, we got a Friday vibe going. Thanks for making us part of your day. Cowboys, ask us anything at 5. Then Eric Nadell. Then Cowboys themed what you drinking and what you thinking in the back half of the next hour.
I know.
It's too good to be true, isn't it? The texts are already firing up with how about this one from the 469 Millennial Soft. I'll show you how soft I am, Gavin. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will, buddy. I'm sure there's a lot of millennials that are tough.
Was that sexual?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that was more violent.
Okay, I didn't know if he was soliciting there.
A 469 soft equals enjoy being treated like a human
there
being.
There we go.
I like that one, too. And you know what? There were people from all generations that that are tough, and there's ones that – so I think we're talking about just minor shifts in what we prefer, but it's not like your generation didn't appreciate being treated like a human. You weren't thriving off of it. It just didn't make you feel quite like you got your, you know, D knocked in the dirt.
Yeah, we just weren't used to it. That's the thing about
us. Is that right?
No, we just weren't. We didn't know any better. You know, like I say, I mean, I played a couple games out of helmet, I felt like, you know, I mean, you know, if you were, what's a concussion? What's this? What's
yeah,
that?
You,
know,
you had to walk that off.
You had to walk that off. Yeah, as I'm looking out my ear hole of my helmet, yeah. I'm like, you know, oh, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Oh, there's dirt in your mouth guard. Hey, that, you know, ooh, keep going. They, you know, so, yeah, it's a lot different. And, yeah, and you know what? I'm going to say this as being a guy that is older and from a different generation. I have more appreciation for what this group goes through, though. I really – for what this – for these generations and stuff. Yeah, it we talk about not riding around without seatbelts and all. Oh, it was a better time. No, it really wasn't. It really wasn't a better time. You know, I mean, the fact that people that we talk about things – Jeff is one of the advocates about, you know, the emotional side of life and stuff. That stuff we didn't pay attention to.
I just want to be told I'm pretty.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty, Jeff. You're a pretty man. I enjoy hanging out with you because people do look your way. I mean, yeah, men and women. So, but the thing about it is, though, that's what I'm saying. It's different, and I think it's a better time because we're learning to have a better understanding of what really makes us tick. And back then,
I like it.
It was just about, you're not tough enough, and that's not the way to go about it.
I like this text right here, and this will set the tone for 5 o'clock, and it's something that Jerry said the other day at the podium that we didn't get a chance to talk about. But I'm confused why Jerry said they need a Charles Haley or Deion-type player, but all the free agents they sign are bargain-barrel guys. And with that, we'll go around the NFL. It's brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Here we go.
Little drive-by.
I do want to talk more specifically about that one at 5 o'clock, but the lead story across the NFL for Cowboys interest is Malik Hooker has been on his way to Oxnard, and appears they are going to sign him, although there's some logistical hurdles to clear before we can get there, passing a physical, the COVID deal and all that. He tore his Achilles last September. He visited the Cowboys in March. He wasn't ready. You know, presumably he's been grinding, doing a lot of work, getting his body back in the kind of shape he could make an impact. If he's the guy that he was just last September, is he good enough when he's healthy to talk about transforming the safety position for these Cowboys? What do you think?
Oh, that's a big word. I would be confident that he could win the starting job here.
I could, too.
I think he would win a starting job here, and he could be a quality deep safety that could go get you some turnovers.
Yeah, if they have to figure out what's going to happen with that down position. Is it Keanu Neal? Is he going to be a down safety linebacker type of a player? At least what I know about Hooker before the injury, there was range. There was, you know, that's the most important thing when you start talking about these safeties. You know, can you cover and can you play with range? Do you have ball skills? Do you have all those things? You know, and currently the Cowboys don't have anybody like that on their roster. They don't have, I mean, you could talk about Kazee and stuff. Physically, I just don't like how short he is playing the position. And, you know, Dan Quinn has a lot of faith in him. I would be very interested because – again, this what Jeff's right about this. The second practice, they're watching, and they're like, we're not good enough. We're not going to wait 5 practices and try and figure this out.
I like that.
Let's go out and look at somebody right now, and if we can maybe add somebody to – and they might be in a situation, too, where they're trying to get ahead of the game, where if Hooker – you know, he might have been a guy that could have been signed by somebody else. Somebody gets an injury, and all of a sudden the Cowboys lose out on that. They're being pretty proactive, at least trying to get a player that a lot of the scouts, including myself, had very, very high first-round grades on.
It would be tough to imagine coming back from that injury in the first year and getting all that explosiveness back, but it doesn't sound like it's going to take being an all-world athlete to rise to the top of this depth chart.
Well, let me tell you what. I know what Kazee was at San Diego State playing corner, and I know what Malik Hooker, and they both had the same injury.
There you go. Okay.
And so I'm going to put my chips on the guy that I've seen play safety at Ohio State.
All right, let's do second down here around the NFL. It's Brian Broaddus got your content.
Well, let me talk about another safety that the Dallas Cowboys were in the middle of trying to get. And this comes from Mike Garofalo reporting that there's a deal between Jamal Adams and the Seahawks that potentially could make him the first first-round pick, the top-paid player at his position. And it should that deal should come down before the start of the season. The Seahawks are willing to make him the highest-paid safety in NFL. And now if Jamal Adams will say, well, I'm a safety, I'm a linebacker, even though those linebackers sometimes make comparable money, you're going to make your case. So the bottom line here is the Seahawks and their offers have already come in at with the highest paid safety. So, you know, that's a good thing. Justin Simmons, he was at the Broncos. He was the highest paid, but it sounds like the Seahawks are willing to go ahead and make. But if you talk to people around the league, I'd say that's a bad idea giving that guy an extension, because a lot of people say he's not really a safety anymore, guys. He's a linebacker. And he's
kind of a pass rusher.
And he's a pass rusher. Now, if you want to pay him as that and not as a safety, well, that sounds like what the Seahawks are having to work with right now, or work through.
All righty, around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and here's Jeff to convert on third down.
I got
to
tell you, those Green Bay Packers have really turned into a train wreck, guys. My guy Aaron Rodgers had enough of
the
tomfoolery.
We were pretty good at this, Jeff.
Yeah, ever since left, Green Bay's been going downhill, and right now Aaron Rodgers hates everyone and wants them to fire themselves or he's not going to show up. And now, since their best player is disgruntled, they thought, you know what we should do before we report to camp?
Maybe double down?
Make sure our second best player is disgruntled, too. Yeah. They've been working on a contract extension with Devontae Adams, which is now reportedly in a bad place. Like, they're having real problems trying to get a deal done with Devontae Adams. And what's throwing it off is when Arizona traded for DeAndre Hopkins – they added 2 years onto the end of his deal.
Yeah.
So, like, he had 3 years left. But 4 and 5 years from then, they were willing to give him $27.5 million a year, which is by far the highest paid receiver in football. But it's 3 years in the future. And so Devontae Adams and his camp are like, okay, well, he got $27.5. We get more. And the team's like, right, but that's not real because you would get yours now and that's later. So you're not going to be the highest paid receiver. You'll be the highest paid receiver right now, but not that weird contract that he signed that's way off in the future. And so I guess Devontae Adams and his agent were just like, I got a better idea. How about we stop negotiating and we'll just hit free agency after this year?
Wow.
But, I mean, they'll hold the franchise tag so they could still keep him. But Green Bay is now about to report to camp and their quarterback hates them and their quarterback's best receiver and one of the best receivers in the game also hates them.
I saw a trade proposal today to the Green Bay for both Adams and Rodgers. Tell me if you'd like this one.
85 first-round picks, and what else?
Yeah, you get Philadelphia's, their original pick. You get the pick they own from Miami. You get pick they own from the Colts. You get Fletcher Cox, Zach Ertz, and Derek Barnett, the rusher.
Old.
And then you get a second round in 23, a second round pick in 2023, a third round pick in 2022.
I mean, that's a
lot. So you get three first round picks, a second, a third, and three players.
That sounds fun. I don't want it because what if Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams immediately made Philly pretty good? That would be awful.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, there was a report out of Philly, too, the loudmouth guy in the morning.
Angelo Taldi.
Howard Eskin.
Oh, Eskin. Okay.
He's reporting that he's 90% sure the Eagles are going to trade for Deshaun Watson. So if it's Aaron Rodgers, if it's Deshaun Watson, isn't that the nightmare scenario right now?
Wow. Yeah.
How much would you? I guess you'd rather have Rodgers because it would be more temporary.
They probably picked Justin Fields, you idiots.
Right?
What are you guys about to have to give up?
But think about if you're Green Bay because, well, if they get Aaron Rodgers, they're going to be a much better team. That's like Philadelphia's guaranteed a top 4 or 5 pick, you think, if they don't have Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Right? So with Aaron Rodgers, they're more like a top 18 pick. Probably.
Although, if you care about the long term, if they were traded for a receiver who's in his prime for however many more years and a quarterback who – I would think is 2 or 3 years from the end, and you gave up all your picks to do it.
Yeah.
Eventually they lose those two, and they have the worst roster in football. That'd be fun.
All righty, around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, another one in the books. It's a Cowboys training camp. Ask us anything at 877-881-1053. When are the Cowboys going to get involved in landing one of these big players in a trade or free agency? Well, right off the top with that, then all your questions at 877-881-1053. and we're back in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.